Just imagine the scenario of being contacted by a lady that you've never met who tells you that she is the great-great-granddaughter of a fellow named Grover Solomon who wrote hymns and sacred music back in the 1800s. Was, you know, stylistically and, you know, was probably of the caliber of the Wesley brothers, Fanny Crosby, you know, just some of the greats. But no one had ever heard of him. His works had stayed locked away for 150 more years. And no one had ever heard of him until it was recently discovered. He was never allowed to have his works published, never really made famous like, you know, some of the other great hymns, because stylistically and topically, not everything that he wrote was approved of. Well, we've got a clip of it, so go ahead and roll that.
Why have I never heard of Grover Solomon before?
I have come to believe that my time on earth that is left to me shall no longer be measured by years or months or weeks, but in days, perhaps in hours.
That note I sent you, it was the last thing he ever wrote.
Where did this come from? Where did you find this? And how did you come about, you know, because I've never seen anything of this. I've never heard of this.
There was an old chest, and they didn't even think anything about it. They just picked it up and put it in the car. They had no idea what it was until they got home and they cut the lock off of it. And when they opened it, it contained the life's work of my great-great-grandfather.
I know that I will not be well remembered, but I will leave something behind that may be of help to whoever finds it.
The first piece of music is dated 1809.
Whoa, okay. That would have been really bold. Because that's, because liturgical or sacred music back then, just wasn't like that. You couldn't do anything. You know, it was very rigid and...
You know, it was such a conservative time. The church was always upset at him for something. And they certainly didn't care for the style of music that he wrote. This is a strong word, but he was basically condemned. And it crushed him and it embarrassed the entire family at the time.
Whoever opens this chest will find my compositions of sacred musical pieces. These songs have always been of great value to me. I always believed that this music might serve a divine purpose, but alas, I was not able to witness this in my lifetime.
And it looks like there was some weird modulations or key changes that wouldn't have been, you know, if it's like a sacred song or a sacred work, that would have been really bold to do that back then. Because
do as you please, but it is my hope that this music will one day fall into the hands of someone who might find a use for it. A use for the music that was found to be so unacceptable in my lifetime.
My great-great-grandfather's music stayed locked away for so many years, and this is just the right time for it to come out and the right time for it to be heard.
Memorize pieces of his journal and show you a couple of the songs he wrote. The first one, 1809, he was 17 at the time that it was written. And it was said that there was going to be a meeting held under the tents. All the sinners were to come and hear the message of salvation preached. Now, half of the sinners were sure to come forward at the end of the message to receive salvation, while the other half of the sinners were sure to sneak away to the taverns. Then, half of the sinners who came forward were sure to sneak away and find their friends in the tavern later that evening. But such is the way of the big tent meetings. I had composed a song that I had hoped may be sung at that meeting under the tent. I presented it to our preacher. He refused to look at it. He said that they had a bona fide singer coming all the way from New York City to sing songs that had been appropriated by the church. Well, as it turns out, that bona fide singer all the way from New York never did show up. In an act of desperation, they asked my own mother to sing. Henceforth, my song was performed that evening after all. As my mother began to sing, the sinners came forward in droves at the end of the message. She sang and she sang. When the song ran out of verses, she started the song again. She began the evening with the voice of an angel and ended with the voice of a frog. But that is an evening that I will never forget. Helpless by our own defense, unable to atone, someone must pay the price for the life of the sin we own. Closer with each hour comes the judgment day. Don't wait another minute, friend. Fall to your knees and pray. His blood covers it all. There's no trespass too big or too small. Though sin built a wall, no matter how tall, it will fall when we call on the Lord. Living just for worldly wealth, a choice we'll all regret. Let's walk the straight and the narrow path with eyes on heaven set. Though we stumble often, still our garments white. Leaving darkness with each step, we're taking toward the light. Place yourself in the keep of the Good Shepherd guiding his sheep. Though valleys are deep and mountains are steep, you will leap as you reap your reward. Go tell the ones you know of God, seek out the stranger too. The harvest time is drawing near, there is work we must do. Closer, closer to the Lord will grow each passing day. We'll meditate upon his word and fall to our knees and pray. His blood covers it all. There's no trespass too big or too small. No sin built a wall. No matter how tall, it will fall when we call on the Lord. No sin built a wall, no matter how tall, it will fall when we call on the Lord. The book of Isaiah tells us, all we like sheep have gone astray. All of us have gone our own way. Now Jesus asked the question, if you had 100 sheep and one of them wandered off, would you not leave the 99 in the open field and go search for that lost sheep? I don't know how many of you have been a lost sheep. Perhaps it was one step, perhaps two, perhaps three. Maybe some of us have really wandered far. The Good Shepherd will come looking for us, but make no mistake about it, so will the wolves. Shepherd, search for me. Once again I've wandered, now I'm trying to recall your promises I've pondered. Though I've walked away, I hope that my life has not been squandered. Will you come now to find me when you see that I have gone? Will you save me from the path I am on? I once walked with your other sheep, and joyful was the day. But something inside me stirred, and so I slipped away. The desires of my heart beckon me to go astray. Will you come now to find me when you see that I am gone? Will you save me from the path I am on? There was a time I was content, abiding in your field. Safe from all danger, You were the mighty shield. But then came the day when my heart refused to yield. Will you come now to find me when you see that I have gone? Will you save me from the path I am on? The bones of other sheep lie on this rocky ground. I've lost my direction, can't seem to turn around. Death will be upon me soon if I'm not quickly found. Will you come now to find me when you see that I have gone? Will you save me from the path I am on? Darkness is falling, I'm afraid to close my eyes. The things I thought would bring me joy were all wolves in disguise. The ones who told me of this path filled my head with lies. Will you come now to find me when you see that I have gone? Will you save me from the path I am on? Shadows are my company, sharp thistles are my friend. My body's growing weaker, I'm longing for the end. It takes all my strength, but one final prayer I'll send. Will you come now to find me when you see that I have gone? Will you save me from the path I am on? Footsteps are approaching, soon I'm in your arms. You carry me away from here, I'm safe from all harm. The story of the one lost sheep caused the shepherd great alarm. You came to find me when you saw that I was gone. You saved me from the path I was on. You came to find me when you saw that I was gone. You saved me from the path I was on. I was young at the time, perhaps a bit foolish, naive. I was warned not to go to the taverns, but I knew that the unsaved were there, and I knew that they wouldn't come to the church, so perhaps I should go to them. Now, my key to entering the taverns was music. They loved their music, singing the night away to forget their troubles. When I entered the tavern, I saw the things that were forbidden by the church. Drunkards, dancing the night away with hired women. But I had composed a few songs, and I hoped that if one person would hear my words, perhaps it would be worth it. The Lord made us music, to him it belongs. Each man has his taste and his preference of song. When we are old, may we say from our youth, we've praised God in singing, in spirit and truth. A song so uplifting, it gives light to birds. My heart feels the music, my soul feels the words. The darkest of storm clouds are all pushed away when I hear the heavenly music play. Voices are ringing, the angels are singing. Let's join them in bringing our praise to the King. The sinners were wailing, but now are prevailing. Their spirits are sailing with praise to the King. The dirges of men are sung all too loud. The anthems of earthly kings sung all too proud. I long for a song that falls on my ears, that tells of God's love and spreads heavenly cheer. The taverns are full of the drunkards in town, who sing and drink whiskey, their sorrows to drown. But when morning comes and they've just gone to bed, they'll feel like a hammer hit them in the head. Voices are ringing, the angels are singing. Let's join them in bringing our praise to the King. The sinners were wailing, but now are prevailing. Their spirits are sailing with praise to the King. The sailors at sea, well, they all love their verse. They pay homage to Triton, sing shanties and curse. They tend to get rowdy when they come to port, and they dance and they sing with the devil's cohorts. Voices are ringing, the angels are singing. Let's join them in bringing our praise to the King. The sinners were wailing, but now are prevailing. The spirits are sailing with praise to the King. Tell me, dear friend, just what song will you sing? Will you praise things of earth or Christ Jesus our King? The sinners invited to come sing along and join in the melody of the heavenly song. Voices are ringing, the angels are singing. Let's join them in bringing our praise to the King. The sinners were wailing, but now are prevailing. Their spirits are sailing with praise to the King. The sinners were wailing, but now are prevailing. Their spirits are sailing with praise to the King. The Lord is always with us in the time of the storm. Sometimes, in the midst of the storm, it's hard to hear his voice. And yet, if you stop and focus yourself on him, you can still hear him speaking, sometimes loudly, sometimes just with a still small voice. And it will change your perspective of the storm and the journey that you are on. Stroll across the hillside, the air is growing cold. I pass the cemetery where lies the saints of old. Before I was born, my days were all foretold. Let me use my time for the divine. May your gentle words speak louder than the screaming of my soul. The wind around me blowing, dangerously swift. So many times I'm feeling like a ship that's gonna drift. Wondering if the life I lead is a curse or is a gift. Desperation shows while shadows seem to grow. Still your gentle words speak louder than the screaming of my soul. There are worlds I've never seen, you hold in your hand. Things that I can't comprehend, but you can understand. No man can steal me from the course that you have planned. When my spirit aches, when I feel my own heart break, your gentle words speak louder than the screaming of my soul. Stand on the shore, you've counted every grain. You place stars in the sky, and you call them all by name. At the sound of your voice, the fiercest storms are tamed. When storm clouds crash and life offers a lash, still your gentle words speak louder than the screaming of my soul. Your voice is in the wind when it gently blows. I can hear it in the river when it simply flows. I hear you calming me through all of my woes. You draw nigh when you hear me cry, and your gentle words speak louder than the screaming of my soul. I know now that the road I walked seemed treacherous at the time. When I'm on the mountain's peak, I look back upon the climb. I can see now all along that victory was mine. You took my hand, you helped me to stand, and your gentle words speak louder than the screaming of my soul. I had a dear friend who could not sleep at night. He told me he could not remember the last time he slept the whole night through. Worries and anxieties plagued him. He had dark circles under his eyes always, and his body began to pay the price for it. I wrote for him a lullaby, hoping I could change his perspective. Does your body feel weary as you watch the sunset? Do you carry a burden? Is your heart full of fret? Are you harboring troubles that cause you to weep? Remember the Lord as you lay down to sleep. Offer a prayer, climb into bed. Let your thoughts be of comfort as you lay down your head. The Lord never slumbers, he's watching over you. Tonight while you're sleeping, your soul will be renewed. Come rest your body, now come rest your mind. When you look to Jesus for peace, you will find that the wind might blow coldly, but your soul will stay warm. There's comfort and refuge in the time of the storm. The Lord loves you more than you ever will know. He'll stay with you always wherever you go. You've not been forgotten, there's a reason for all things. That's a promise from heaven to which you must cling. Offer a prayer, climb into bed. Let your thoughts be of comfort as you lay down your head. The Lord never slumbers, he's watching over you. Tonight while you're sleeping, your soul will be renewed. The mist of the night creeps into the cool air. The flowers are bathing in the moonlight so fair. A gentle wind blowing so calmly and free, providing a solace from all your worry. The crickets are singing a song of their own, the simplest of praises to our King on his throne. The wise owl hoots just before taking flight. He sails through the glory of the beautiful night. Offer a prayer and climb into bed. Let your thoughts be of comfort as you lay down your head. The Lord never slumbers, he's watching over you. Tonight while you're sleeping, your soul will be renewed. Sometimes we lose focus, our temperament flares, our hearts are attached to an anchor of cares. But the Lord offers freedom from the strong ties that bind. This peace and this joy that he wants us to find. The night is a gift from the Lord to embrace. May you drift off to sleep with a smile on your face. In the morning, new blessings will be coming your way as you greet the Lord at the start of the day. Offer a prayer, climb into bed, let your thoughts be of comfort as you lay down your head. The Lord never slumbers, he's watching over you. Tonight while you're sleeping, your soul will be renewed. We've got one more song for you, but before I read his journal entry on the song, I just want to say this, of the different ones that I've looked of his, this one really looked like it was coming from a broken heart of, you know, thinking for a friend of his. And as I sing it, you know, maybe you'll think of friends of your own, people that you know that need to be told about Jesus. I grew up with a friend who reminded me very much of the rich man described in the book of Luke. Had all the worldly desires that he could have wanted, but one night his life and soul were required of him. I had often hoped that my friends would look to Jesus before it was too late. Every day, a little more time runs out. He has all the earthly possessions one could want, but I don't believe he's ever taken the time to look to Jesus. And I wrote this song for my friend. I've penned for you a song. I hope that you will hear. May the message of salvation fall upon your ears. I know you've heard the good news many times before, but I'll tell you once again, for you're a friend that I adore. There is no condemnation for you, friend, in my voice. But before time runs out, I hope you'll make the right choice. If you seek the Lord's mercy, death does not need to be feared. I hope you'll call to Jesus before the end is here. Will I see you in heaven? Will we meet there at the gates? Will you put your trust in Jesus Christ before it is too late? You conquered the world, life met all of your demands. But I worry, friend, the path you're on won't end up as you planned. Others envied your riches, you worked so hard to earn. And the wealth of knowledge that you had, you studied hard to learn. And your home, and your servants, and the treasures you acquired, you had every good experience the flesh could have required. You focused on the present, made the most of each day. But I cannot say I've ever seen you bow your head to pray. I know you must have given thought about what happens when life's done.
Do you know where you will be when eternity's begun? Will I see you in heaven? Will we meet there at the gates? Will you put your trust in Jesus Christ before it is too late? The rich life that you've lived makes it easy to pretend that the good times will continue and you'll never see the end. You've never known much sorrow, friend. You laughed the days away. It's been a charming life for you. Your skies were fairly gray. But we're all growing older. The mirror says it all. Right now the Lord is listening, waiting for your call. Still the choice, my friend, is only yours to make. But I tell you, it will surely cause my heart to break. If you choose the road that leads to damnation, I beg you not to leave this world without the Lord's salvation. Will I see you in heaven? Will we meet there at the gates? Will you put your trust in Jesus Christ before it is too late? The fisher of man stands knocking at your door, but there'll come a time he won't be knocking anymore. Will I see you in heaven? Will we meet there at the gates? Will you put your trust in Jesus Christ before it is too late? The day of salvation is here and now. Will I see you at the gates of heaven? Will you join me at the gates?
Let's pray. Your Father in heaven, thank you so much that we could be here today, and just pray that the words of these songs would just be in our hearts, and that you'd speak to us, inspire us through the words of the